I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, we're going to have a show jam-packed with information this evening, centered a lot around a spiritual journey, ascension, and as usual, I always learn a few new things in preparing for doing the ET Yoga show, and tonight's no exception in the area of DNA and genetics. And I hope you pick up a couple of new things, too. But before we get to all that, I'd like to start off in the usual way by playing a little bit of Japa yoga meditation from Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys will play that now, that'd be great.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Hari. Hari Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Om Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om
Hari 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 Om,
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om Japa Meditation, led by Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're brand new to ET yoga, you might want to get a paper and pencil handy because there's going to be a lot of information coming your way in the next while. And you might want to research some of this information after the program. And also, I highly suggest that you might want to hear the archives of the ET Yoga program, which you can do either by going to my website at etyoga.com and hitting the archive button, which will take you directly there, or you can do your searching at the BBS radio site. And I'm much appreciative of the listeners to ET Yoga and also their input with respect to program content. So if you've got a topic that you'd like to hear more about or hear an ET Yoga spin on it, I appreciate hearing from you. You can always email me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And nothing makes my week more than to hear about your successes after using some of the concepts that you've heard on the program. And with respect to information given out, last week I talked about Jim Humble's MMS, which I had heard about its beneficial effects with people with diabetes. And I made a comment concerning a bacteria that I believed was in the stomach area. Turns out one of my listeners has sent in a correction there. And the correction is that it's actually the bacteria is in the pancreas. And I did some further research with respect to Jim Humble's statements concerning MMS and curing diabetes. And according to his information, about half the people are cured with MMS. So it's still a pretty interesting way to go. I think an MMS bottle is around $25. And another way to tackle that problem, in my opinion, would also be through sun gazing. And that would be researched through HIRA, H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manic, M-A-N-E-C. And he has a YouTube video about sun gazing, really interesting stuff, and I highly recommend that. Also, with related health news, turns out an expensive bottle of wine may seem like a bargain, but it may come at a cost to your health. Definitely, a proposed class action lawsuit filed in California last Thursday claims that some of the popular wines have 3 to 5 times the levels of arsenic in them that are actually allowed in even drinking water. And the U.S. does not regulate arsenic levels in wine or other beverages besides drinking water. And European research also finds that long-term exposure to arsenic in drinking water may contribute to diabetes. And certainly there are certain contents of that in drinking water as well. And the article actually goes further to say that pretty much on a regular basis, the cheaper the wine, the more the arsenic. And for those people out there who like to have the odd cold beer, I might also recommend European beers, as well as possibly Modelo or Corona from Mexico, as opposed to American beers, which have a lot of fluoridated water in it, and not to mention made with GMO corn. And a an interesting story from Sri Ramana Maharshi, who is one of my favorites and a personal teacher. And he spent a lot of time in silence, but there was one assignment that he gave his students at the ashram, which was to go out and research the benefits of garlic. And when they returned, they had lots of good stories about all the, you know, amazing things that garlic did. And then he proceeded to tell them that the reason that it's not being used at the ashram was because of its downside. And apparently the downside's connected as well with arsenic and some long-term damage to the brain with over a long period of time. And I was particularly interested in that because I've sort of been a big fan of garlic, even did garlic flushes. I guess that one's going to be off my list for the time being. And also I'd like to point out a couple of really interesting YouTube videos that I came across this week. One was called Lethal Injection, and it's the story of vaccinations. It's about a 2.5-hour video, and all public information, and including the whole history of vaccines, and very enlightening information. And as well, another video by Dr. Russell Blaylock on how vaccines harm child brain development, and in there including information about how vaccines actually cut the synapse brain connections in half, and also its connection to schizophrenia and autism, which they are expecting to be in much higher occurrence in the near future. And I might add that I also heard this week in that program that the newest levels of cancer are like, they're right now it's 1 in 3 people that by the age of 18 will develop some form of cancer. I find that totally outrageous, especially since when I was growing up, there just weren't any kids with cancer. I mean, nobody I know ever knew any children with cancer or anybody that was under 18. And certainly, in my way of thinking, is a call to wake up America and start figuring out, you know, what's going on. Now, moving on to a brighter subject here, the basics of a spiritual journey. And although each of us is on a unique path to enlightenment, there are some common threads similar to all. And for me, square one is the planting of the seed. And this is actually what the real meaning of a baptism is supposed to be. It is the realization that there are higher levels of consciousness, and we all have the possibility of not only experiencing these states, but also attaining them. And actually, this little tip came from my good friend Baba Ram Dass. And this forms the basis of a self-search or quest for enlightenment. And once the seed is planted, we grow at the rate we grow. Usually, most people will also realize that they cannot afford the waste of energy to get caught up in anger all the time. And you can lose the energy you need for higher awareness on a daily basis in 5 minutes of anger. And in the early days, I used to keep a log of when I got angry and was actually surprised how frequent this was. In time, you realize that you have full control over this. When you get lost in anger, you actually think you are the angry thoughts. And just by observing the process, you take away some of the power. And this is because you have the capacity to be aware of your thoughts and thus build a center of calm and peace. And most spiritual people also develop some kind of meditation practice. Mantras such as the Hari Om and Om Shanti serve to hook you into an astral community. And it's also true that just like a tuning fork, higher pitch or tones wipes out the lowest frequencies. And also, when two people meditate together, the higher and lower will merge and both will vibrate at the median frequency. And This can come in a variety of ways and techniques, but it also is the start of developing some kind of discipline. And by doing a spiritual routine, you clearly set the stage for this being the priority in your life. Many seek a teacher or a guru, and the term guru is widely misunderstood in the West. There are actually two kinds of gurus, an upa, U-P-A, guru, who points the way, and a sat, guru, who is the way. Of course, there are many charlatans out there professing to be the latter. However, as Ram Dass used to say, it is your sincerity and a certain falling away of worldliness that attracts you to legitimate sources. And there is an old saying, if a pickpocket meets a saint, he only sees his pockets. And since most people start out having a job of one kind or another, learning to deal with keeping your peace, integrity, and some knowledge of karma yoga comes in handy. Karma yoga is basically learning to arrive at some balance with respect to seeing work as service while now not allowing yourself to be abused. And as Swami Sachidananda used to say, if you don't charge enough for your services, you are neither a good business person nor a yogi. A good business deal leaves both parties feeling good about the bargain. Karma yoga also relates to the idea that as you sow, so shall you reap, or what you put out, you get back. I have always found it amazing that some people have a hard time thinking this is true, when in physics, it is a well-established fact that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. This is also true of your thoughts, for it is a type of energy as well. And as time goes on, we realize that we are a microcosm of the whole. In fact, we have the capacity to have awareness of the whole, awareness as an individual, or both simultaneously. Usually, there is some recognition of the dark side, which usually begins as a labeling or judging. Later, it gets integrated in the whole as developing spirituality is integrative and not segregative. There is a realization that we are what we experience. In the last 30 years or so, through channeled extraterrestrial messages, we have become aware that it is our thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions that create our outer experience. And there is also a realization that blame, complaint, and justification of circumstances are reflective of victimhood consciousness. As we take more responsibility for our experiences, we start to get back our power and start to deal with fear. And when you conquer fear, you conquer self-empowerment. Initially, we are conditioned to believe that things happen at random and we are helpless, powerless humans who need protection. In reality, we are spiritual beings having a human incarnation and have total power over our outer experiences and only need protection from our own thoughts and beliefs. It turns out that when you take 100% responsibility for your outer experience, there is then no one to blame, as ironically, you realize that you attract or create it all. This is also a necessary step to moving up to the next dimension. The other key component being a letting go of attachments in the past, which anchors our frequencies in 3D. In other words, forgive others and let go of the emotional baggage. It also allows you to live in the present instead of being stuck in the past. You also then realize that it is your frequency that is of utmost importance, so fostering unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion will also be reflected in your outer experiences. As Bashar would say, outer circumstances do not matter, only state of being matters. It has also been proven scientifically that the brain and the heart emits a frequency 5,000 times magnetically stronger than the brain and the head. It can even be measured by magnetometers and extends about 10 feet from the physical body. And it is your frequency that interfaces with the morphogenetic field, which determines what you experience in the outer world. There really is no empirical reality. Reality is the experience, although there is the idea of a consensus reality. There is also the idea that we all view outer events the same. This is totally false. As just like the props at a theater can be used in different plays, outer circumstances or events do not come with built-in meaning. The meaning you give to an event determines the experience for you. Events are like a coin, and there are always two sides, or else there is no event. You come to the realization that the primary duty of the rational mind is to place a positive spin on outer circumstances. I always challenge my listeners or readers to keep a log of when you place a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, and then in time view and log your eventual experience to prove to yourself that this is true. Discernment is valuable, but judgment is never valuable. As a general rule, I define judgment as the invalidation of some person or organization. When you invalidate, you bind yourself to that frequency, and ironically, you actually reinforce the negative energy you claim you are against. Going against the negative is not the optimum strategy. Going in a new positive direction is the optimum strategy. And the biblical saying, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," does not mean you will be judged from the outside, as by the act of judging, you do this yourself. When you leave this dimension and look back, what you left was you. Learn to love the world unconditionally, and thus learn to love yourself unconditionally. Bashar has said that there are only two objective facts. First, that the universe was created with unconditional love, and second, that we all have awareness. One of the most interesting questions I ever heard was by a group of extraterrestrials asking a group of humans, who was asking the question. They had to be told the answer, which was our awareness. The proof that we are unconditionally loved by Prime Creator, God, Cosmic Consciousness, or whatever label you wish to use to define the Infinite Spirit is that we are 100% supported in our beliefs. And if you don't like something in your experience, it is not there to punish you. It is there to show you what you believe. As left unacknowledged, you would remain unaware. And in conjunction with the above, I certainly believe that there are some basic health considerations and techniques that can be highly, highly valuable. And with regard to those techniques, I like to relate to our good old friend Bashar. And you can find more of Bashar at www.bashar.org. And his foundations for health, which are pretty basic, and that's get yourself some pure water, get oxygenation in the system, plenty of exercise, reduce stress levels, and detox, and lighten up the diet, meaning get off the meat. And I'd like to throw another one in there, and that's get plenty of sunlight. And what's also been found by Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy, as well as Bashar, is that they both claim that about 85% of all physical symptoms disappear with a thorough detoxification. And we're talking here about, you know, kidney, liver, colon, even brain detox, a thorough detox, and the use of some kind of superfood, which provides all the nutrients that the body requires. And that, to me, is an amazing statistic. 85% of all physical symptoms just disappear. And Dr. Schultz talks about people that come into his programs, first thing he tells them is to get a juicer and get off meat or don't come back. I love this guy's approach, kind of doctor we need. And I believe that everyone is attracted to certain techniques that at the time are the most powerful for them, similar to the types of reading material you're attracted to. And the most powerful techniques I have ever used are the Who Am I, as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, the Pleiadian Pillar of Light and Spinning, the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, which will be done at the end of the show, and the Hari Om mantra, which we did at the top of the show, as taught by Sri Swami Sachidananda, and the Merkaba meditation. And by the way, all these techniques are available, including a complete pranayams or deep breathing programs in my ebooks. And also, I appreciate your support with my latest book, which is called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you know I try to jam-pack a lot of information into a one-hour show, and my book's no different. It's like 10 books in one, and it's $9.95. You can buy it online at www.etyoga.com. And I guess a lot of information about spiritual journeys comes to the question about ascension. And I found some really, I think, dynamite information this week from the website www.crystalwind.ca. And it's a channeling from the founders. And I just found this to be totally impressive. And I would like to now share that channeling with you. It is starts off about genetics, and I now quote from the founders. One aspect of human biology that is at the forefront of your research is the field of genetics, and your scientists pride themselves on having figured out a great deal of the genome matrix. However, they're usually only scratching the surface of how the DNA works. Most of them have dismissed over half of the configurations as junk DNA, meaning that they think it has no use or value. And what they need to admit to themselves is that they simply do not know what the vast majority of the DNA is for. They do not understand its function. If human beings were to observe closely how the natural world works, they would soon discover that nature does not make junk. Everything in the natural world has a purpose. It might be a rudimentary or very simple purpose, but it's a purpose nonetheless. We, your teachers, who engineered the DNA over 100 million years ago, will assist in enlightening you about the purpose of the junk DNA. You have approximately 10 to the 108th power possible configurations of your DNA. The number is trillions of times higher than the number of atoms in your known universe. This number comprises the DNA in one human being, and even in one animal or plant for that matter. Why would the Creator make something with such a vast potential if it had no use? And then it goes on to talk about the DNA codes and keys. When the Creator commissioned us to engineer the human form, we did not create the complexity and vast number of configurations. We only learned how to harness what the Creator had made and proceeded to catalyze the process of creation within the strands of DNA by firing the codes and keys that make up the strands. Suffice it to say that life begins with the undifferentiated source energy of God, and then gradually differentiates that energy into geometric patterns called DNA, which equals codes and keys. The DNA codes and keys are arranged into molecules of organic elements, which are then chained together in such a way as to create replication of the desired features, and in this case, bodily attributes. This, oversimplified, is the basis for the growing of organic tissue, including the human body. And as the sperm activates the egg during conception, the DNA codes and keys trigger growth and replication of the pre-programmed patterns contained within the codes. As the process continues, the familiar-looking organs and tissues develop, and you have an embryo. Locked within the tiny embryo are all the codes and keys necessary to grow a full-featured human being. Contained within a large portion of the DNA codes and keys are the etheric memories and ancestral patterns of the bloodline of the parents of the emerging child. This your scientists know fairly well. What they do not understand is that within the junk portion of the DNA codes and keys lies the memory of the soul's past lives, parallel lives, and lives in other worlds. In essence, the entire history of the soul since its emergence from the Godhead many millions of years ago. Also contained within the DNA codes and keys is the program that triggers ascension. Evolution does not stop with a fully formed human being, but continues up the ascension spiral until eventually you all become beings of pure light. All this is contained within the enormous number of configurations of the DNA. The codes and keys determine how and when the patterns will recombine and reform. Your free will affects the formation and growth of the DNA molecules, and you can mutate your own DNA by simply willing it to be so. If your will is trapped within ego desires, these mutations will tend to cause disharmony and disease. If, however, you have learned to make move beyond the trappings of the ego and into a co-creative state within your higher self, then the mutations caused by the exercise of your free will can cause the DNA strands to accelerate. Not only your ascension, but your psychic and intuitive abilities as well, and other abilities, and creative urges of which you are currently unaware. And I should add here that certainly there is a very complex relationship between free will and predetermined events. And the late Amara Kuan Yin actually used to give information with respect to some codings, and actually it's only seen by clairvoyant method, but everybody has a template at the back of their skull, and on that template it looks a bit like Aramaic or Egyptian hieroglyphic writing, but on that template is listed the time and manner of your death as well as the possible ascension. And something that I've always taken as a probable truth, that the time and manner may be determined, but certainly we have a lot of free will in between, and certainly a lot of free will concerning the quality of our life. But this whole idea here about our DNA containing the triggering codes is, to me, quite consistent with that information. And with respect to the DNA strands, you have 24 strands of DNA arranged in 12 pairs. There is one pair for each density level of experience. Your scientists are only able to detect the pair that corresponds to the third density level of vibration. As you go up the ascension spiral and begin vibrating at higher densities, you activate the dormant strands that correspond to those higher densities. In addition, you have four strands that correspond to first and second density. So a third density human has six strands activated, and a fourth density human has eight strands, etc. You have predestined programs built into your DNA that automatically ignite the dormant strands once you reach a certain point in your evolution. And the master plate of ascension is one such program. The relationship between predestiny and free will is very complex, but the founders say we will sum this all up as follows. There is a pre-programmed set of codes and keys within your DNA that tells you how and when your ascension will unfold, and you have the free will to alter the sequence and timing of events significantly. You can delay it or speed it up. You can allow it to unfold according to the highest and best learning opportunities for the soul, or you could actually leave the soul feeling kind of unfulfilled. You can make it relatively simple and straightforward, or you can make it difficult and complex. Your soul essence has infinite patience and will wait while you experiment with different sequences, but there is a limit as to how much you can delay the inevitable course of evolution within the current divine dispensation. Those limits have been redefined. Earth herself is going through a shift in her planetary DNA and has already made the choice to ascend into a fourth density world. And this means that those minerals, plants, and animals that currently reside on her surface will also undergo a major shift, as will the humans that choose to remain with her. And contrary to the beliefs of some of you, a fourth density world is not devoid of first, second, and third density life. It simply has its dominant life form, the fourth density expression of self. Those organisms and life forms that did not match the higher frequencies of fourth density, whether they be minerals, plants, animals, or humans, will depart the earth plane. Actually, most of the minerals and some of the plants will remain, but their genetic structure will change. A smaller number of the animals will remain, most likely about one-fourth of those originally patterned for a third-density Earth. As with many 3D humans, these animals that are not able to hold the vibration of fourth-density Earth will move with their spirit form and reincarnate on a planet that is more appropriate with their level. And not all plants that receive 3D humans will also receive animal forms. Some remedial 3D planets will have a great abundance of animal life, while others will be largely devoid of animal life. Animals can be great teachers of love and compassion and may volunteer to be of some service to humans who need to acquire these qualities on another 3D planet. You can already see evidence of animals departing Earth as you look at the rapidly declining number of species in our world. Some appear to be dying of pollution or overpopulation of humans, while others seem to be disappearing due to climate change. However, the vast majority of the species that are disappearing are ones that cannot or will not adjust to the change in frequencies, and so they will take up residence on another third density planet or be recycled back into the Godhead and emerge in a new form. The actual date of the activation of your master template was originally set by your soul, and in many cases, this predestined event was arranged before you came into embodiment. However, due to the complex interaction of the free will and predestiny, the date can be altered somewhat. If after incarnating on Earth, you discover that the soul lessons and experiences are much harder than anticipated or require more time than originally allotted, the date of activation can be postponed. On the other hand, it is if your progress as a soul is going more smoothly than anticipated, and they note that this is a rarity in this turbulent world, the date can be moved up. And there are a number of methods that can speed up the ascension process. including this channel's Ascension Activation Meditations. If you choose to get involved with a triggering process, such as the meditations, the founders urge you to be careful and listen closely to your inner guidance. While most techniques have built-in safeguards, as does your soul, it is possible to move too fast and trigger your ascension template before you are ready. There are unfortunately some techniques being taught around the world that move souls too quickly into the ascension patterning. Generally, what happens if a soul moves too fast is that the slow parts of the self rebel and create illness in the body and or emotions. And in some cases, the soul can end up exiting the body, which greatly delays the physical ascension process by at least one lifetime. Everything happens in perfect divine timing, and if you understand this truth, you align your various aspects to it, then you will be just fine. Those that try to rush the ascension process are those who actually have an underlying fear that they are not good enough or not okay as they are. The master template activates most efficiently when you are completely accepting of yourself as you are. If your motivations to ascend is to get off this filthy, no-good planet, then you are likely to experience a lot of difficulties as you attempt to move forward. If you are avoiding or escaping your humanity and think that ascension is your ticket to heaven, then you are in for a rude awakening. The caterpillar does not hate himself before spinning a cocoon and emerging as a butterfly. He does not take drugs designed to accelerate the metamorphic process. On the other hand, he dies not to sit around depressed as he contemplates losing his caterpillar form. Over-attachment to the physical form of the 3D self can be just as much a barrier as over-impatience. One of the things that to be critical of is your soul growth is recognizing the difference between ego resistance to and inappropriateness of a particular method or process. For example, if you engage in a highly powerful process designed to trigger your consciousness or your ascension template, and you feel tired, uncomfortable, anxious, it could be your ego's resistance to moving into ascension, or it could be that the technique is not appropriate to your soul's vibration. There are several ways of dealing with this situation if you are unable to recognize the difference between ego resistance and inappropriateness. The simplest approach is to ask your God presence, your 12th density self, to advise you as to how and when to engage in any triggering process. And you can devise a signal that your God self will give you as to the appropriateness of a particular method. Some humans use muscle testing, some use pendulums or dowsing rods, and others receive a clairaudient or clairsentient sensation. And the person that did the channeling of the founders in this information asked his God self to put him on the optimum path for soul growth, and that was many years ago, and he continually asks that everything he is guided to participate in be for his highest soul growth and happiness and well-being. And you can ask your own God self to steer you to the particular teachers and teachings that allow the most joyous and efficient experience of ascension. And if you make this request daily in meditation, you will find that almost always any negativity you experience around a particular method or process of ascension activation will be due to ego resistance and not to inappropriateness. And as you move through your ego resistance, you will listen more and more to the true voice of your soul, and it will become easier and easier to know what is appropriate and what is not. Eventually, you will notice that you have stopped aging and getting sick. You have more energy, and require less sleep. You will be driven to small quantities of highly pure foods. Activities that used to be enjoyable will suddenly lose their appeal, while other things will draw your attention. It does not matter how old your physical body is. Even if you're in your 70s or 80s, you can still physically ascend if that is your soul's desire. And you'll find that whatever choice you are making, the effects of that choice will become more noticeable as the earth ascension vibration increases. If you have decided to leave, your so-called terminal illness might kick you out of this body sooner than you were planning on. On the other hand, if you thought it might take years to start looking younger, more vibrant, you might be in for a pleasant surprise. And that's information from the founders. And with respect to the founders, of course, I try to many times refer people to the Sal Rachelle, and that's S-A-L, Sal Rachelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-E, and that's Sal Rachelle homepage. He's got some really good channelings from the founders. One in particular that I like is a 10-part series there at his site under Channeled Messages, and that's a 10-part series on the history of Earth. And I find that one to be full of very accurate information. Speaking of accurate information, as at the top of the show, when I tried to make a correction with respect to the information around diabetes and the bacteria that grows in the pancreas, and when MMS is used, it kills that bacteria, which apparently then makes the body function properly. Any information that I put out on ET Yoga, I really try to be as accurate as possible. And I've done, I don't know, over 100 shows on ET Yoga, and I pretty much stand by everything I've ever said on radio. And if anybody can objectively find something that needs a correction, I appreciate your emailing me. And that's at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. Try to make... this show is all about self-empowerment, and it's all about sharing information of a spiritual journey that's connecting the teachings of ancient yogis. And in my case, teachers included Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchinananda as primary teachers. And in gleaning information from them, what I found was over the course of time that channeled extraterrestrial information highly, highly enhanced the yogic teachings. And although the, as I articulate the way in which that happened, the whole idea of enlightenment and the information that's been passed down for thousands of years through India, to my way of thinking, has resulted in the highest number of people becoming enlightened coming from India. And this information is amazing me, and it's all really coming more to the forefront of how just how amazing the yoga programs are. And when I use the term yoga, I mean yoga in the sense of yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. And what an amazing science it is to integrate the breathing techniques. We know, as science is proving, that disease doesn't exist in an oxygenated body. So why not do pranayamas? You know, if you can get out into the, you know, nature, this certainly is helpful. And breathing good, clean air is highly beneficial. And when we look at the even the yoga asanas or the postures to deal with the spine and all the neurons and nerve endings that connect with the spine to keep a flexible spine, they've always been involved with diet. And what kind of a diet? Well, moving toward a vegan diet. when you look at all the yoga practices, the whole science of sound and mantras, and how powerful music is with the chanting, and all the new research now, as we brought up on the ET Yoga program, about music opening up a full brain activity. An amazing, amazing system that was passed down to us from thousands of years ago. And the more that time goes on, the more that science is proving these yogic teachings correct. I can remember probably 20 years ago when even the chakra systems were more of a theory than a proven fact. But now they know that there's the chakra systems. They're not going to tell us too much about the ones that are outside the body. That does come mostly, at least I found it first, from Pleiadian information about the five chakras that exist outside the human body. So there's comprising in total 12 chakras, and clearly to me a connection between those 12 chakras and your 12 strands of DNA. Now we're also getting science concerning the brain and the heart, and the how important our emotions are. And this connected with, again, modern scientific research on the power of water, and how the water is a perfect reflection of consciousness, and how that when you emit positive emotion into water, it actually changes the molecular structure of the water. So conversely, you can see that by our own emotions, we're imprinting our own water, because we're mostly made of water. So on a minute-by-minute basis, we're certainly affecting our own waters with our own emotion. We are also seeing now the amazing progress in the area of quantum physics, and the computer simulations now are showing that the universe is, in point of fact, holographic, as Bashar has been telling us for the last 25 years, and how that this energy has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation is belief. And what's the core of ET Yoga? It's all about belief, what you believe is, because it's your thoughts, definitions, emotions, beliefs, that create a frequency match with the morphogenetic field, which gives you your experience and reality. And people like Merlin the Magician also come up with information that the critical point of reference in the world right now is the people that believe or actually know that their thoughts, beliefs, emotions, definitions create their outer experience and are taking responsibility for that are beginning to live in a fourth dimensional reality. The people that believe everything is happening by random choice are basically living in 3D. It's not that one's better or worse. Everybody goes through different stages at different times. But clearly that there is a demarcation line there. And certainly a lot centers around belief. I'm personally seeing right now in the outer world, I'm seeing a lot of issues related around health. And one of the things that I found with respect to self-empowering information is that the more that you understand about how the world works, the more you understand about how your health works. And the more you tend to lean towards a natural diet, certainly organic food's not pure organic, and nothing could be in this world of toxicities being sprayed and et cetera. But as much as possible, I highly recommend that you try to keep your food to as much organic as you can afford. Certainly, pure water. There's just so much in the water in terms of toxicity that I personally, I've heard the Pleiadians say that if you put really a lot of love and emotion and positive energy into tap water, you can make it as good as pure water, but certainly it's a lot easier to take already filtered water and do the same thing to even have a higher level. So to me, water is really important. The first thing I do when I move someplace, if I'm moving to a new city, is I make sure I've got a source of pure water. And the second thing I'm going to find is I'm going to find places where I think I can get the best quality food that I'm able to purchase. And I've found that if people really do a good job shopping, you'd be surprised how cheap and affordable good food can be. There seems to be this connection of what I would call an ignorance of diet, because clearly the food chain is pretty much totally, it's poisoned from the water you drink to the food you buy to the, it's just insane. And it's no wonder that these high incidences of cancer, et cetera, are out there, not to mention the other factors with GMO'd foods and vaccines and everything else that's a minefield. Yet we're all given the tools here to actually have the antidotes to all these issues and to live healthy lives. And as Sri Swami Satchitananda used to say, there is no yoga if you have boga, boga meaning ill health. And health is something you can't put a price tag on. I would highly, highly recommend that people make a focus about doing what's necessary to change certain situations or habits with respect to taking care of their health situations, because I think as the energy gets to be higher and higher, these issues will become more and more acute. And I'd also like to mention that I've got lots of products at my website at www.etyoga.com. Much appreciate your support with respect to those items. And as usual on ET Yoga, I'd like to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'll now close the show this evening by playing Bashar's XYZ extraterrestrial meditation designed to expand your consciousness.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back to the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.